We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We welcome to the program right now the head coach of Rutgers football, the Scarlet Knights, who got three wins now in the Big Ten, coming off a big win over Maryland as they get ready to go to Happy Valley now to play Penn State, who's had two pretty tough weeks in a row. And that, of course, is Chris Ash, Coach. Joe and Evan, how are you?
Doing great, guys. Appreciate you having us on.
Thank you very much for coming on. I go back early in the season. You guys played well against Washington, right? You were in that game. And then you have that loss to Eastern Michigan. What was the turnaround and what really contributed to it? Because I think after that loss, a team that hadn't beaten a Big Ten team, I think they were 0 for 39 or whatever it was. And since then, you guys, you pounded Morgan State, you had a tough loss to Nebraska, Ohio State's Ohio State, and like Joe mentioned, three out of four wins against Big Ten opponents. But going back to that second week of the year, what's helped contribute to the turnaround after a very disappointing like that at home?
Well, there are a lot of things. I mean, our turnaround in our program to have some positive momentum started last year after the Maryland game, and we just recommitted ourselves, refocused to do the things that we needed to do to develop, and we're bigger, we're stronger, more physical. We got to the games this year. We played well against Washington. We just made too many mistakes, had some foolish penalties, some mental errors that cost us opportunities to have a chance in that game, and then the bottom kind of fell out against Eastern Michigan. But we still believed, we still worked hard. The attitude and the effort's been outstanding, but we were just making too many mistakes, having foolish penalties on game day, and until we stopped doing that, we weren't going to win games. And here in the last 4 weeks, that's probably the one thing that's allowed us to have more success on Saturdays. We've protected the football. We've had fewer penalties, and we have fewer mental errors. And with all that, that's given us a chance to win games in the fourth quarter, and we've made the plays we've needed to.
You know, Coach, I got to be honest. I've been critical of the program for a while and have said that, I don't know why Rutgers is – what are they doing in the Big Ten? But I got to give you credit because you have won three games there now. The one thing there is the recruiting of New Jersey. I mean, we've seen, Harbaugh up in Michigan take away guys like Rashawn Gary, guys like Jabril Peppers, these kind of guys. And, he's up there at Paramus Catholic, and he's, here I am as the valedictorian or whatever he is, the commencement speaker. How about keeping guys in Jersey? I mean, it's a hotbed of high school football in Jersey. I'm a Jersey guy. How about keeping guys in here to go to Rutgers?
Well, obviously that's an important piece of building a program to be successful in this league. But, guys, I've been doing this a long time in a lot of different places. And guess what? Every state I've ever worked in, players leave the home state and go play somewhere else. That's not going to ever stop. Now, do we need to get some of our fair share of them? Absolutely. But to say that we're going to keep players every year from going to Michigan, Ohio State, Alabama, whatever, that's not real. But we need to make sure we're getting our fair share, get a few each year. And as you do that, then the pool of players, really top-level players you have in your program, continues to grow. Until then, we need to take guys that fit our culture, fit our environment, fit our schemes, and develop the hell out of them. And that's what we're trying to do.
And by being in the Big Ten, I mean, you get to face Ohio State. You get to face Penn State. You get to face Michigan. Has that, been a help in recruiting that you're getting to play in a big-time football conference?
Yeah, I mean, people, if they're real competitors, they want to play in the highest league and against the best players that they can play against. And, this is a 14-team league, and you have mentioned three of them. We play a lot of really good teams. But, we're looking for those guys that do want to play at this level. Not everybody wants to. Some people are afraid to, for whatever reason, but it is what it is. But it does help in recruiting if you go out and identify real competitive guys that they want to play at the highest level. This is a great place to go.
Talking to the head coach of Rutgers, Chris Ash. Coach, your quarterback, Gio, I always have trouble, even though I'm Italian, I always trouble saying his last name. How about where he's at right now? What's your thoughts on your quarterback right now?
I love our whole quarterback room. Kyle did a nice job while he was Kyle Bowling while he was
right.
The starter. We made the change to Gio. Gio's 3-1 as a starter. It's not necessarily pretty all the time, but he does what he needs to do to manage the offense. He protects the football. He's led us to victory. So he continues to be our starting quarterback. He's just what I'm talking about. He's a great kid. He's a student of the game. He's highly competitive. And he just has a will to win, and it makes the others around him better. And that's why he's our quarterback.
I'm going to give it a try as a non-Italian. Giovanni Resigno.
Right.
Is that sort of close, Coach? Am I?
Yeah, that's well. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't pronounce it either. So I don't know. I don't even know how you say his first name. So I just call him Gio. We're good.
It's a good way to go. Right. How about the running back Gus Edwards? I think he was at Miami. He's had a very good year. How about the impact he's had?
Yeah, Gus is a big time player. He's a big time player for a couple reasons. One, he's got tremendous talent. He's very serious about what he does. He's highly competitive. And he's changed our offense and our running backs room. He's made it very competitive. But, he's here for one reason only, and that's to be the best he can be to try to get a chance to go to the NFL. And the guy works exceptionally hard. And the others around him, if they want to play, they better do the same thing. And he's elevated the play of the other running backs because of it. Now, obviously, we're leaning on him a lot right now because he's such a good player and we're running the ball with him. But he's been a great addition.
A kid I love to watch on your team is Javarian Grant. The problem is he's hurt all too much, Coach. I mean, it seems like every time this guy, he could take it to the house anytime. I mean, he's a big play potential. I think he's definitely an NFL player, but he's had trouble staying on the field. How about him, and is he playing on Saturday against Penn State?
Yeah, we plan on having him against Penn State this Saturday, but I agree. He's been battling injuries this season. He had the broken ankle last year, and we knew it was going to be touch and go this year because it was such a serious injury that he suffered last year. But, you know, it is what it is. And when he's out there, he's pretty productive. Our challenge is to try to keep him out there as much as we can. And, hopefully we can do that in the last three games and find a way to come out on the winning end.
How about the challenges going up against Penn State this weekend?
They're a great team. They're talented. They got great players on both sides of the ball. Obviously, the environment speaks for itself. It's one of the best environments in college football. So, we know the challenge that lies ahead, but our focus is on ourselves and just trying to get better and build our program. And, you know, if we do that the right way, then we'll have success whoever we play. But it's a huge challenge this weekend.
Yeah, you're catching them at a terrible time. I mean, they blew that game to Ohio State. They lose last week to Michigan State. I mean, you're catching Penn State at not a great time, Coach, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you know, we don't worry about that. That's between them and themselves. And I don't even think about it at all. Our focus is just going to play the best we can play. And that's it. So we control what we can control.
Coach, we appreciate you coming on. Good luck this weekend. Good luck the rest of the
week. Coach, keep up the good work, man. Let's see Rutgers really get up there in the top echelon of the Big Ten.
Well, I appreciate you guys having us on, and hopefully we get a chance to talk again, and we're doing some positive things.
Thank you, Coach.
Good talking to you, Coach.
Coach Chris Ash, coach of Rutgers. And who knows, maybe they're getting Penn State at the right time. They've lost two games
maybe,
in a row.
You know, I don't know. I mean, Barkley, who looked like he was a lock to win the Heisman Trophy, forget that. I think he's blown that now. I think right now the leader is probably Baker Mayfield.
Yeah,
probably.
I think Baker Mayfield's probably jumped ahead of him.
Yeah.
He's probably dropped to three at this point.
Yeah, you're probably right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.